You know what tastes good that's zero sugar and uncaffeinated?
What?
Zero sugar Dr. Root beer. Like
I've never had zero sugar root beer.
And I haven't had root beer in a long time. So when I'm tasting it, it just tastes like root beer to me. It doesn't taste like sugar free root beer.
Oh, I am so I drink so much. I've drinking so much diet now where like I can never have a normal soda again. When I have a normal soda, I can taste it. I'm just like, ooh, this is way too much.
So you prefer like diet taste of like.
I love the diet. Oh, that's like the supermodel in me, huh? Just like, I love diet shit. Mm-mm-mm. I like the taste of stevia and Truvia and like that fake sugar.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, gets you going.
It gets me going. Like whenever I drink a seltzer, I could taste like happy hour. I could taste the stevia in it. And that's why I liked it. A lot of people don't like I remember we were at a Portola festival. This is when happy hour was like out and about. Happy hour was in the festival. People were drinking it everywhere. Somebody said that they didn't like it because they don't like this taste of stevia. I was like, I don't know. You cannot like the taste of that.
I think some people have a tongue for it. They can really suss it out.
Interesting. Like, I like those. Are they called? Not Truvia. What's the soda that sounds like stevia? David always has them.
Stevia?
Stevia. It's like stevia or stevia.
Yeah.
I like those sodas. Like, those taste good to me.
Oh, yeah. And those are like
only stevia.
Are they sodas? Or are they like flavored sparkling water?
I think they're considered like flavored sparkling sodas, but it's like halfway to a soda. It's like 50% of a soda.
Zevia, that's it.
Zevia.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're good to mix like cocktails with, especially. They are a zero sugar soda. Ooh,
look at it with a Dr. Zevia. They're trying so hard to make it look familiar to the customer.
Did you know that Fresca is considered sparkling water?
Yes.
I always thought it was a soda growing up.
That doesn't taste like sparkling water. Doesn't taste like sparkling water. It tastes like a soda.
I don't know if they changed it, though, because like the new cans are like sparkling water.
Sparkling soda water.
That to me, that looks like what's that soda that's like Italian? It starts with a P.
Pellegrino.
To me, that looks like Pellegrino.
Oh yeah, Pellegrino.
Pellegrino really did it right. Like the whole branding with Pellegrino, like the top, the little yogurt top.
It looks luxurious. You feel like you're on Lake Como having one of those.
Exactly. I think they crushed it, and I hope they never change it because you know how brands are always like, oh, we got to look more modern.
But they got juice up in that, though.
I've been addicted to the chows. Man, are they good. Love them.
The chow?
Jared, type in chow.
Soda?
C-I-A-O.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's this? Oh,
it's like a blood orange one.
It's made from them, but they're only like 10 calories.
Oh, very
Pellegrino
nice.
Has a lot of sugar.
Honestly, this looks like a seltzer to me. Like chow, like bye. I'm getting drunk.
It makes me feel.
You know what I mean? Oh, wait, is chow high or bye?
I think it's both.
I love that.
Yeah, right?
Why don't we have that?
It's like aloha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, aloha is bye too?
I think, aloha is both like hello and goodbye.
Really?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Hello and goodbye, is it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is a hello and goodbye.
I fucking love learning.
We learn something on this podcast every day.
Yeah, you know what? I love this podcast. This is why I love Unfiltered.
We also didn't used to say hello until it was like oh my gosh, my brain's not working today. The telephone caused us to say hello.
Like what did we say before?
I don't know really what we said, but the telephone, do we say hello because of the telephone?
Wait, what? And did you just come up with this or you looked this up?
I've heard about
this.
It
was probably like back in the day, people would be like, greeting.
So before hello became popular in the late 19th century, largely popularized by Thomas Edison for telephone use, people used formal time-based situational greetings like, how do you do? Good morning, good day, good evening. What cheer? Howdy. Hail. Oh, gosh.
So hello. So hail came, or hello, or sorry, hello came from...
It came because of the telephone. And there was also that song. You ever see the frog who's like, hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal. Yeah. That was like making fun of the popularization, if that's a word, of that, of people starting to say hello on the phone.
Wow.
There's a whole little root and story behind it, but just fun fact.
Nice. Hedge.
I also just love the fact that howdy is a contraction of how do ye.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Jared, that just fucked me up.
How do you?
How do you?
Wow.
Whoa. That is crazy. That's I had no idea.
Wild.
But originally, Alexander Graham Bell was preferring to use ahoy like on the telephone. Okay. A little nautical.
I like that.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah, I kind of like that too. Also, in Spanish, or maybe it's like more Mexico Spanish, like they go like, bueno, when like they answer the phone.
Bueno. Bueno. Doesn't bueno mean...
like good, but they're like probably like good day, how are you? Like it's, but I noticed like in when I'm watching like Spanish based movies, they're like, yeah, bueno, or like in Japan, they're like mushy mushy.
What does that mean?
Is this like kind of slang, like sort of greetings?
Just cultural greetings. What is mushy mushy mushy? Don't mushy, they say that mushy on the phone? It means hello or I'm about to speak.
Interesting, because that's the name of Hidaya's cat, Mushy.
Mushy.
Oh, no, no, wow. It's Mochi.
Oh, it's Mochi. That's a
totally different.
I think it just sounds like Mushy. Mushy.
Well, mushy mushy, bueno, welcome to the episode.
Yes, for all of our Japanese viewers.
How do ye?
Ahoy if you're on a boat right now.
Yeah, if you have really good service out there in the middle of the ocean, ahoy.
I want to go back to the boat talk because I just recently found out what knots are.
Knots, like that's a way of like measuring sailing. Like you can't really measure like miles, or you're going like 70 knots an hour.
Yeah, I always wondered why boats was always knots. Like they don't say like, oh, I'm doing 50 miles an hour on a boat. It's like it's all by knots.
Because I guess
like,
there's
so weird.
But it's like a nautical knot is a unit of speed equal to 1 nautical mile an hour used in maritime and aviation navigation.
Yeah, planes are on that too. It's how many knots it lets out within that distance.
Because I guess they're dealing with like different variables of like wind and like also currents of the ocean. Like it's not like a land powered measurement. Does that make sense? So they have to like calculate it on like a different estimate.
Whenever I hear the word knot, the first thought in my head, my fat ass just thinks of pretzels. Pretzel knot. Like how many knots is that? And in my head is like, oh, how many pretzels is that going to be?
But a pretzel knot is like a garlic knot, right?
Ooh, garlic knot.
No, no. Like when they hit that.
Or a pretzel itself is a knot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was that guy to be like, look at this guy.
We're
going to
make this a knot. Yeah. And then we're going to make tiny little knots for the bag pretzels. Nothing better than a fucking hot, nice pretzel while watching a movie.
Okay.
Really fill you up.
Where are you getting, like in a movie theater yes! pretzel. Like I'm like, you're not having
Where
a big
else
ass.
Have you seen that?
Zane has a whole pretzel machine in his house.
It's the glass door.
It's actually a great snack for a movie theater because like when you're watching a movie in a movie theater, you just like get super fucking hungry. You mm-hmm. don't want to get up and like get a refill or whatever. I think the best thing to eat is a pretzel because that it's just full of carbs. It fills you up. You don't have to eat candy.
You dunking in mustard or cheese?
Cheese. But with a hint of mustard.
Icing.
Zane. Okay.
Icing.
Auntie Anne's galoppy, is totally
big
different.
Big galoppy icing. What do you mean?
Icing. Boy, where are we at? Cinnabon? What movie theater are you going to?
Auntie Annie's.
Annie Ann's?
Whatever.
Same thing.
Tomato, tomato. But it's not tomato, though. Tomato. Auntie Ann's. Every time I go there, I'm getting the cinnamon sugar pretzels in a knot, dipped in icing, root canal. That is my way of.
Give me a mustard cup, though. Don't make me go into a dark ass theater with a packet of mustard and I'm sitting there in the dark trying to just get a little dab
of
mustard on my pretzel.
Trying to bite the tip of it off?
Yeah, because if I'm dipping it in a cheese dip, love it. It makes sense. I can do that in the dark, no problem.
I can see mustard being like illegal in the future because I just think it's such a disgusting, horrid sauce to be eating with anything. What is like
a second?
Why is it like, I know it's like made out of mustard seeds, but like, what is in it other than mustard? Like, what is it? Like, there's vinegar in it too, right? Like,
I think it's,
why does it
I think
taste
it's one
like
of like
that?
The only zero calorie sauces. So, and, I you got to give it that.
So, yeah, there's whole ground cracked and bruised mustard seeds, and they're mixed with water, vinegar, lemon juice, wine, and other liquid salt, and often poured.
It tastes like there's something else in it. Like all that sounds like a balsamic vinegar dressing, which I don't mind eating, but I don't know what is in the mustard that is like. Oh, I want to wash my mouth out with acid right after.
Mustard could ruin a sandwich. Like it dominates like the flavor of
if
things.
There's too much.
But it can make a really bland thing taste pretty good. Like yeah. I like it on a hot dog. That's like taken to the next level. And I like it.
And that is crazy because most people, I feel like if you ask every person in the world that eats a hot dog, what is the sauce that they put on it? It's mustard.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mustard and ketchup.
I know mustard and ketchup, but like mustard is like the main sauce.
That's too much.
But if you're getting a hot dog and just putting ketchup on it, I don't want to talk to you. Nor do I want to sit next to you.
Whoa. It's either, okay, hot dog with ketchup, goated. But if it's like a spicy sausage hot dog type thing.
Okay.
Spicy brown mustard, relish, onion.
All right. Yeah. I can back that up.
It's a step above a normal hot dog.
You know how to really kill me, like execution style? If you were to put it like a hot dog in front of me and the ingredients are mustard and sweet relish. To me, that's like, oh, electric chair. Like that's your point. Like I'm taking a bite and then you turn on the electric chair and it's like, that's the worst way to go.
Zane getting waterboarded with just mustard drops.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know what relish should be? It should be pickles. Like if there was pickle, it's
chopped pickle. What do
is
you mean?
It?
Yes. Matt.
Oh, shit. I never really gave relish Matt, the time
like
of day.
It's like salsa. It's but chopped
make it
up tomatoes.
It tastes like pickles.
It is.
It do.
It does taste like pickles. You have to get the dill relish one. That's what tastes like
Hold
pickles.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Here's the thing. There's dill pickle relish. Damn it. Is it pickles? But why does it say that it's just made from vegetables and fruits?
They could put it in there. Yeah. Like if you open like a dill relish, like, container, you look inside it, there has like little bits, pieces of like maybe pepper and maybe onion.
It just all tastes sweet to me. I want it to taste more like a damn pickle.
It's like a chutney. It's like a salsa chutney.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
little hint of tomato, little hint.
Okay.
All right, let's roll the intro. But also while we're doing the intro, Heath, I've been holding my tongue since we started in this room. I can never see your face. The camera is right in front of your face. So I'm going to move it.
Is that better?
I feel free now.
One, two, three. It's coffee time, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are here again on planet Earth. Thank you for being here with us. Thank God for technology, because we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for tech,
That's pretty unbelievable.
Honestly, like we got to love Wi-Fi, camera lenses, audio, Jared. It really, when you put it all together, it creates this beautiful show. You know what I mean? It's really lovely.
All right. Brief pause to give a shout out to our sponsor, Shopify. Have you ever tried buying something online only to spend more time trying to log in than actually shopping? Different passwords, ancient emails, reset links, total nightmare. That was me last night. Then I saw that little purple button at checkout and everything got easier. No wallet hunt, no annoying checkout forms. That button is elite. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Aloe Yoga to brands just getting started. And if you're building your own brand, Shopify makes the selling side just as easy. You can launch your own design studio vibe with hundreds of ready-to-use templates that match your brand style. You can even market like you have a full team by creating email and social campaigns wherever customers are scrolling. Shopify gives you world-class commerce support for inventory, international shipping, returns, and beyond. And if you hit a snag, no worries, just reach out. Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support. See less carts go abandoned and more sales go cha-ching with Shopify and their Shop Pay button. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. One more time, that's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
How was Super Bowl? I mean, I know you were not at the game, but you were there for the festivities of the weekend.
I wouldn't even say, I definitely was there, but it did not feel like I was at Super Bowl at all. Like, because like last year, we all fly in, we go to our hotel room, we're like in our heads, like, okay, we're about to go to work. We go to, Habit is stationed in the same venue, but two different parties are happening. One party's Shaq's Funhouse. The next day is the Sports Illustrated party. And we're just pretty much, it's just like we're with the food truck the whole time. We're just there with the mics running around, interviewing everybody. And it's crazy when you're in work mode, you just don't feel like you're at Super Bowl. Like it doesn't feel like you're there. It just feels like you are on the side. And mind you, it was fun. It was fun to be with like the whole Habit team, but it really felt like we were home.
Yeah.
Like we were in the same city, like flying back there and then back. It didn't feel like anything. It was crazy.
That's true, because it is a short flight. Yeah. It's not like you were too far away.
And just seeing like everybody there at this party both nights, I was just like, wow, people, like everybody here right now, everybody's like drunk, everybody's having a good time. You're just like, wow, these people have been waiting for months to be in here. Like they've been waiting for months for this night. And we're just sitting here like, oh shit, but we're here working. Yeah.
Y'all killed it though. Your video looked amazing.
Oh my, yeah, dude. It Alicia and I wore the same outfits both nights just to make it look like one night.
Yeah.
Good in idea. The whole reel. Even Alicia, it was really funny. Even Alicia got her hair styled by like a hair person to make it look like the same day. I also realized that espresso martinis, that's the way to go before you do street interviews like that. It is like literally the secret weapon.
Oh yeah.
Espresso martinis. It gets you going.
Did you see any celebrities there at the parties, or was it mostly just like normal people?
Matt, it's really funny. I didn't see one person. There was one TikToker that I saw that we passed by each other. Hey, hey, one person the whole weekend.
Oh wow.
Which is pretty crazy because there was a lot of people there.
I did see Maura from Traders at the Sports Illustrated.
Maura
party.
From Traders was there.
Oh wow.
Walked by her.
That was probably the craziest celebrity I saw. And they interviewed CeeDee Lamb.
We interviewed CeeDee Lamb. I didn't know who CeeDee Lamb was when they brought, because Habit had a few people that were part of the campaign and part of it was like that we could interview them. It was like, oh, cool. Okay. So we had CeeDee Lamb. We had Clark and Taylor from last season of Love Island. I didn't watch it, so I like, you know, I didn't, but it's good that I didn't know any of them because it like made it like less.
Yeah, no nerves. Yeah.
No nerves. Yeah. It was just like the CD. It's so funny. Jerry was like, I can't believe we're doing CeeDee Lamb. I'm like, who?
Bring her on.
But that's only because like, you know, I don't watch, like, I don't know anybody in any football. Like literally the only people I know is like Tom Brady. Like when I think of like a football player, Tom Brady.
This was like the first Super Bowl I had ever watched where I did not know like really a single player at all on each team. I mean, one kid's from like my hometown, but that was like it.
There was not like a big football star in any team.
Compared to like past Super Bowls, I feel like I've always known at least one hot shot in the game. But this one, I'm like, I don't know.
Who are you going for again? I think you told me last
week. I went for Seahawks.
You went for Seahawks?
Because Patriots always win.
Yeah, they're like the underdog, right? Seahawks? Have they ever been to the Super Bowl?
This was their second Super Bowl that they've ever won. They have been to past Super Bowls.
They
and
have
I don't know
won.
When the one that they won before, when that was, but yeah.
Got it.
This was the first one. Did you get to watch the game at all?
While editing.
We
went straight to, because we needed the video to go up as soon as possible, just like last year. So we finished Saturday night, flew out the next morning, went straight here, and I went straight to Alicia. Me and Alicia just kept editing while the game was going on.
Okay, little viewing party while working.
Little viewing party, but yeah.
It was the most uneventful Super Bowl, though, I think I've ever watched.
Boring.
Like, just the Patriots couldn't get any points on the board. It got to a point where I started rooting for the Patriots just to see some fucking action take place.
I know. The only thing I actually sat and watched where we, like, took a break and watched was the halftime show.
Which was lovely. Amazing.
Okay, so...
The set was sick.
Watching through the screen, amazing. It was such a good, well-put thing. Like, the grass and all that was so fucking sick. And I think they presented, like, that, like, Puerto Rico and just, like, that.
Oh, the whole culture of it.
The culture was really, really, really good. It, like, it honestly felt like, I mean, this is what, but it just felt like, it felt so, like, Miami, too. Like,
yes.
I imagine seeing this halftime Super Bowl in, like, a Miami game. Like, if the
it would have been
in
sick
Miami.
If it was at, like, a stadium in Miami.
Yeah,
like,
that that's what cool. I felt like I was watching. It was sick.
You could tell, though, that the whole thing was done for TV. Like,
yes.
Very, very good, though. Like, I'm sure nobody in the stands could really see what was going on with, like, the drop through and, like, everything in the grass. But on TV, it looked phenomenal.
I did watch different video, different people's perspective from the... I'm not gonna lie, it was a pretty shitty, like,
viewpoint from them. That was my only complaint about it, and my only complaint last year, even though both Kendrick Lamar and Bad Bunny's performances were awesome. I wish the performances were more for, like, the stadium itself than for the camera, but I understand that there are more people watching on TV than there are at the Super Bowl. But if I spent $15,000
exactly.
on a ticket at the Super Bowl, I want to see the concert.
Like, the Grammys, the Oscars, I understand, because everybody's there. No one's paying for tickets to go to the Oscars, to the Grammys. It's an award show. Everybody's there. You accept your award. Also, everybody there, they don't really care, too. Like, it's almost like I feel like it's like a business ceremony, you know? It's like, you know, who's the best of the best in our industry? Super Bowl, people are paying so much money to be there. if I paid $15,000 to be there and I put my like life savings into, because this is just like such an important game to me, and I wasn't able to see like the halftime show like that, or in like the same way that the viewer did, I'd be pretty bummed. I'd be like, oh damn, that stinks.
I wonder, you know, if they had that on a feed on the Jumbotron, like the what I'm they sure were filming they for TV.
Yeah.
They had to have that up so people could like see.
I'm
in
sure,
it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I like the creativity they're doing these days, but like, how about we make it both cool for the camera and for the venue itself?
Like, remember, yeah. I forget who. Maybe I think it was Rihanna's year. Was it just her?
Oh yeah, Rihanna's. Woo, everyone could like, see that. You could be up in the nosebleeds and felt like she was eye level
man,
to
that
you.
That felt like you're watching a mega church. Just like, oh
bitch, better have my money.
Boom! Like to me, that's a halftime show. Like that's. Because you need to make it fun for the for people that are there that pay thousands of dollars and the
yeah, just make it like the SpongeBob Bubble Bowl, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's what we need.
Yeah, but this was this was like one of the first times I've ever actually this was the first time I've ever seen Bad Bunny really perform, because I've never like really looked up his videos or music videos or anything, just because did Bad Bunny perform at Coachella a couple years ago, or
I think he did.
I don't know.
I think he did.
Maybe.
That was like really the only time I like saw him, but I was like, I think I was walking by. This was truly like sitting watching that whole 15-minute show. Him. He is a great performer.
Yeah, he headlined. Yeah.
Just the way that he's like, the way that he's just singing, the way he's, because a lot of people, like they cannot do that shit live.
No.
It's tough. And I felt like there was not 1 ounce of lip syncing in there, right?
No, that was all that was real.
Yeah, 100%
even Lady Gaga too. Unbelievable.
Yeah, just like to me, that is so fucking that's talent. Like being able to remember where to go and all the moves and just everything. Also remembering all your fucking lines and the way the songs are, it's just.
And Green Day's opening, so great too. And I felt like the crowds were actually like real. I hate staged crowds, and especially like things like the Super Bowl, where they have people like, you know, the hands are so coordinated and everyone just feels like they're like actors to be in a crowd. I felt like everyone there in the beginning was like genuinely rocking out with the band, which I like.
I'm sorry, Green Day before?
They did before the game started. It was like a pre-performance.
Got it. We missed the whole beginning when we got there.
Right, it was right before Charlie Puth.
I didn't know that was...
Dude. Wait,
yeah,
how much did I miss?
He did the national anthem.
Charlie Puth's national anthem was like one of the best.
His voice is crazy.
Oh damn! Okay, I got it. I thought I saw everything. I guess I didn't.
You missed out. Did you see any of the commercials?
A few. We were really locked in on the editing, but I think some of the ones that I saw were some of the ones I saw I already saw already, which is really weird.
Yeah, they released them early on TikTok, so that was like kind of a bummer.
Why would you do that? You want everybody, because a lot of people watch the commercials too. They want to see it for the first time, like Sabrina Carpenter's Ritz commercial. That I saw it everywhere before the Super Bowl.
They've been doing that. They did that last year too.
Got it. They shouldn't do that.
I guess
you want to make an incentive for people to want to watch, like bring in more eyes.
But I guess they have done studies where they think if you have like maybe seen a tease of something before and you're recognizing it again on the TV, you're going to watch it more than like.
It wasn't a tease. It was a full commercial. Like I like a lot of the commercials I saw, I felt like I saw the whole thing already.
Oh, but all the commercials, dude, most of them were like. AI based GLP,
oh my dude,
terrible,
Matt. Like crypto gambling stuff. It's like this is the state of the world where we're at in America, where like this is where we're shelling out all
everything
of our
was
dollars.
AI.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this is crazy.
Also, I'm so sick. The whole theme, I feel like, for every commercial was to do a younger throwback AI version of these actors. And yes. I was like, dude, who is this for?
Obviously, Jennifer, all those actors obviously approved it, but I'm surprised that their team approved that. Like, if I was any of these people, I'd be like, no, why don't you just have us in the commercial? I think it's going to look so much better. Even if you were to like make them look younger, like with like the hair and the clothing and keep them looking the same age, I think it would have looked even better. It like didn't, like, I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah, there was a big, what's it called? The uncanny like valley, like. Effect.
And then the did you see the Jurassic Park one?
Yes, I did. Yes, that was another one where they're just like AIing their faces, which I don't
so
even know
weird.
What. And then sometimes there's commercials that are playing. You're like, what is even being advertised right now? Too, mm-hmm. You don't even know what it is they're promoting.
It's really interesting. I've noticed that like in the past couple of years, everybody's constantly going back in time. Like even all the celebrities, like outfits for the Grammys, for the Oscars, for the, they always are wearing outfits that somebody already wore 20, 30 years ago. Like they're like bringing it back, like, or they're inspired by
like
it.
Honoring like, or paying homage.
Yeah.
To.
And it's like, damn, we can't come up with anything original anymore. Mm. It's tough. You know, I just think everything's been done. what do you do?
My favorite was Lay's. That was my favorite one. That one actually made me cry.
That was the cute one, right? Where it was like
the dad and the daughter.
The difference in the bag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your farm now. Oh, it was just so sweet. It made me cry. I loved it. The Lay's, they knocked it out of the park. I love one that just touches my heart.
Was it based on a true story?
You know what? I bet there was probably a true story behind it. Well, I think it was based on that Lay's sources their potatoes from like true family farms and stuff. And they wanted to like pay homage
at
to
first. Yes, we do. In the beginning.
See, oh yeah. It was inspired by New Miller Farms in Illinois, yeah. A family farm that Pepsi has worked with for decades. Third generation potato and vegetable farm. It was just sweet.
How did we feel about the Coinbase commercial?
Which one? Was it the Backstreet Boys one?
The karaoke one.
I
didn't see that one.
I didn't mind it because it made you think.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it went into like straight old school karaoke, and it was basically doing Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And while you're watching it, there's a moment where you think, is something wrong with the TV? Like, did someone truly switch it to karaoke mode? And you're kind of singing along with it. And then it has like a Coinbase logo at the end.
But you know, the team sat there coming up with this idea, and they're like, "Oh, wait, first of all, we're gonna get everybody in the stadium probably singing to this. We're gonna get all the Super Bowl parties that are happening in people's houses. Just start singing it because it's like when you see a karaoke screen like that, you just want to sing it. Like
you want to participate.
You want to participate. And they knew that the minute you saw the word Coinbase, everyone was gonna go, oh, just like that, like just like that group to group fucking." And I like, you know, that they thought that was hilarious.
But
like,
we all remembered it because the whole time you're thinking, what is this going to turn into? What is this going to turn into?
Yeah.
Like, and then it's Coinbase. But it was creative-ish.
It was lazy, but at the same time, it was pretty genius. Like, but it was like, you don't see that as a commercial.
But that was it. Where are the good Super Bowl ads? Where's the what's up? I want something that is just like iconic for the whole year to truly remember. It becomes a staple of culture.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know.
Did they have a good, I feel like Doritos, a lot of times they have like one of the best commercials. Did they have a good
Doritos
commercial?
Doritos is usually good. I don't know if I saw one this year.
There was no Doritos this year?
I didn't notice one.
It all just becomes a bit of a blur. I just don't like the huge star-studded ones where it's like, oh, we have this celebrity. We have this celebrity. Oh, is Lady Gaga seeing Jigglypuff was kind of cool? Like, I don't know. I never thought that would happen, but it did.
How much are commercial spots again?
Oh, the Chris Hemsworth one. I'm just looking down at it right now. Was that the one that was to do with the missing dogs?
No.
Or no, that was Ring Camera.
The minute I saw I switched so quick. At first I was like, oh, that's amazing. I'm surprised they didn't come up with that. Wait a second. This isn't good.
So I had the same reaction with the Chris Hemsworth one where it was like watching him like walk in and like recognizing what he's doing. And I was like, it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has the whole paranoia thing like about it. And then they like make him feel like silly for being paranoid about it in the commercial.
Wait, I'm curious of what you're talking about, Heath.
The Chris Hemsworth Alexa one?
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, yeah. I remember this on TV, but I was just like, is that his wife? I don't know. The whole time
What was the premise of this commercial?
He basically like walks in the house. The camera on the Alexa like sees that he was like doing something and it addresses what he has like in his hand. And he like freaks out about having an Alexa in the house. And then he like does this whole paranoid speech about what he thinks like is going to happen. And it like starts cutting back and forth to like these paranoid like visions.
And it's all about how Alexa can kill him, which is like really dark.
Very, very like Final Destination type deaths that he thinks like Alexa's going to kill him or it's going to like do something.
Got it.
And then he ends up thinking it's a good idea to have this Alexa in the house that can like see him. And it was just like,
Unwarranted, like you without having to activate Alexa.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, then, I feel like it was always activated even before we said, "Hey, Alexa." You know what I mean? Like it was just like kind of we all just kind of knew that. But also, the dog one was really interesting
for Ring Camera. Yeah,
if you like, they had a commercial where Ring has it where when you like imagine your dog ran out, right?
Yeah,
if you put it into your like Ring app, like, I lost my dog, can you please help me? Everybody's camera pretty much turns on. Like, what was it again?
Can look out for the dog.
It syncs everybody in the area and will pick up if that dog was on somebody's Ring cameras. Like, obviously, super beneficial. I get it. But yeah. Also, like, little weird.
That's not weird. It's what you can, it's people taking advantage of it for something bad. What's the word?
Perversion, exploitation, corruption. Yeah.
But then also, like, if you're doing that, I'm sure it only asks the people around you.
I bet it's a feature when you're signing up for the Ring app. Yeah. Because do you want to contribute to the community monitoring? If somebody loses something, you can contribute to your footage to solve a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not going to allow you to have cameras like in another neighborhood. You know what I mean? So like everybody that has their camera, everybody I feel like kind of is aware of each other.
I think it's a green light to get you to turn on that home monitoring thing into the application of it for the sake of helping pets, but there's more shit on the back end that you're saying yes to.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Rocket Money. Does managing your money ever feel like a part-time job? Well, it did for me. I'd have app subscriptions going for 10 different things, most of which I had forgotten about and no longer used anyways. I was struggling trying to decode my bank statements while failing to remember what the heck that random charge was from 2 weeks ago. Pure chaos. Ain't nobody got time for that. But with Rocket Money, I can actually see my finances all in one place, and the automatic transaction categories make it super easy to spot patterns in my spending. And if I need more detail, I can customize categories and tags, which helps me stay focused on bigger goals instead of guessing where my money went. And if you don't know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. I also love the fact that I can set budgets and goals, receive alerts for large transactions and upcoming bills. And if I see a subscription I don't want, with just a few taps, boom, it's gone, making adulting easier. So let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
You know who was at the Super Bowl? A little Dr. Pepper girl. Romeo.
Oh, yeah.
For Vita Coco.
I'm sorry.
What, you're already over it?
No, I'm not over her. I'm just so annoyed and frustrated that Dr. Pepper didn't do anything with her for the Super Bowl.
Well,
like, what?
Dr. Pepper owns Vita Coco.
And that was her second video she made.
All right,
too.
So Dr. Pepper owns Vita Coco, whatever. Still, I don't think it was a good call at all to do Vita Coco. Why didn't she do Dr. Pepper? Why didn't they have her do?
Because they're trying to push that new Vita Coco.
You'll go loco.
But it didn't hit.
They're making it hit.
It got 1.5 million likes as well on the video. I mean, it delivered.
I think it's because she did something else. I don't, like, if that was first, this would have never popped off. This popped off only because Dr. Pepper's popped off.
Correct. But I don't know. They just promoted another product. Have her, you know?
I just don't think it was a good call.
Okay.
I don't think it was a good call. Like, it was, like, to me, it was kind of like dirty. It was like, oh, you know what? Dr. Pepper's too good. We're going to throw her at Vita Coco. To me, that's how I saw it. I was like, oh, no, she's not. Let's push her to Vita Coco instead.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was like, oh, let's do plan B instead.
Because
Dr. Pepper is, I don't know.
Matt, I was gonna ask you, how was the Kid Rock show?
Did not tune in to Kid Rock.
Oh, you did? I thought you were subscribed to TPA.
TPA.
What is it? TPA.
I was curious. There was a moment though during I was like, can someone just pull it up because I want to see how many people are actually watching it.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have been poking holes in, like,
for fake views too.
How do you watch it?
I think
is it on YouTube, or is there like
they had a YouTube live stream of it, and they came out saying that they were like the second biggest live stream in the YouTube history.
The
top ones are all like soccer for World Cup.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no way you're competing anywhere near that.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the night, we checked to see how many viewers they had. And I think it was like 4 million, 5 million around that.
There's no way.
But then they're claiming, oh, but you know, it was streamed in other places, so it was much more than that.
Dude, it's so hard to get that type of number in the moment. Yeah, I could see them getting that total for the whole fucking, the whole entire time. But at once?
Not possible.
Buy a cocoa, you go loco. Is this so damn delicioso? Okay, maybe it's catchy. Maybe it's catchy. I don't agree with it, but it's catchy.
See?
I like Dr. Pepper's song better, though. It's good on nice.
That's your remake.
That's the Zane remix.
Oh, have you guys been watching any of the Olympics?
Yes, I have.
A little bit.
A little bit. I've watched some figure skating and what else did I watch? Oh, and just some like luge, but that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I've been tuning in. You know, I've been on my my curling game.
Okay.
Really, really getting dialed in on that.
Dude, we're playing that in the backyard.
I used to think it was so dumb when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, when you watch it and you're just seeing the way they scrub that ice, getting that thing to hook, break, speed up, dude, there's a lot that goes into it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I never knew that like the ice is like pebbled up in like a certain way compared to like normal you know, like hockey ice or figure skating ice. It's a whole different type of ice, right?
So cool. And then the shoes they wear where they're just like, it looks like they're on Heelys.
Yeah.
When they go like back to the starting point and they're just like gliding, they're like pushing. Pretty sick.
I mean, it's physically like for them to be able to be walking while putting that much weight onto their curling brooms at the same time.
And
it's
moving.
Not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And so much communication as well. Because I think what they're doing is they're shaving down the pebbles bit by bit just to get that that curling puck.
But then when they want to slow down, they just stop, right? Yes.
There's like hard. And then they go
good, Matt.
Easy. And then
well, Heath, please tell me more about this new curling journey that you're on. Where are you doing this?
No, I'm not doing it. I just think it's so fascinating that people grow up in the sport and
got it. So you're watching it. You're just watching it. Okay.
Big fan.
I'm doing curling at the end of this month.
Really?
Where?
Yeah. I think somewhere maybe in like not Ventura or like Van Nuys, I think.
Oh, like
see, I didn't even know there was like courts for it that you could just go.
Yeah. There's courts here for it?
Yeah, you can. I mean, my sister-in-law like found it and set it up and asked if I wanted to go do it. So we're gonna be curling at the end of this month.
But you're gonna have to like obviously practice how to like move with the
mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's gonna be a great learning experience.
Well, I can't wait to see. That should be fun.
Did you see what happened on Lindsey Vonn's comeback?
No, I heard that she crashed, and I know that she was competing on already a torn ACL, right?
She retired back in like 2019.
Why were people, I did see people were upset with her. They're like,
just even did it?
That she went with a torn ACL. They were like, oh, she's taking other people's opportunities. But I was like, is she though?
I don't know. I think if you worked that hard to get up to that point, and yes, you have a torn ACL, and they're probably like, you shouldn't do this. I bet some people in the past have historically competed on a torn ACL and achieved. And I think that was probably in her head. This is my assumption. And she was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it because I'm already at this point. Why not just give it a go?
Yeah.
And she fell.
But
bad
people
crash
were like
and then had to get like helicoptered out.
Damn.
Ugh.
When you crash like that on a torn ACL, that's it, right?
Sucks. Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks.
It was her last hurrah. I mean, look, at least she tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. To me, I see a fucking.
I think she's also 41. Like,
yeah, that definitely was like your last Olympics. You gotta like do it. But oof, I hope she's healing okay.
She does not look 40. She looks good.
I do know that there's been like just some scandal or some talk about the, you know, the Olympic ski jumpers, the people who, you know, go
the
off.
The long distance?
Long distance ones.
Were they?
They just like go completely flat and just like fly through the air.
So it's like the ramp, they fly through the air and then they land. Okay.
And they're just flying.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically a German newspaper, Bild, reported that some male ski jumpers may be injecting hyaluronic acid into their penises before suit measurements. The idea is that it can increase circumference by 1 to 2 centimeters, which would slightly increase the surface area of their ski suits. Now, since ski suits are tightly regulated and measured against the athlete's body, including crotch height, even small changes could theoretically improve aerodynamics and flight distance. Dane, are we already looking into the...
I don't know.
He's hitting up his doctor.
Circumference. I mean... That's crazy.
Zane trying to get that girth, you know?
And the big thing is that the acid is isn't currently banned in the sport, and the World Doping Agency said it could investigate if there's evidence of this being used.
Sorry, I missed half of it, but how does a girthier penis help you with the skiing?
Makes you more aerodynamic.
The girth?
The girth, I guess, because it's covering, it's adding like a little bit more distance.
I'm starting to get a feeling that it has nothing to do with it. And yeah. They're just like...
They're coming up with an excuse.
I gotta do it for my suit, you know?
Because
I wouldn't, but...
Would they have to measure your penis like at a certain date and then measure it at a later date just to see if there was any growth?
And who's measuring these penises, huh? Yeah,
right? And what are the conditions? Is it already cold?
Yeah.
Like, it's already cold out there. You know? Fair, yeah. I'd be like, listen, it's normally not like this. It could be like
they
this.
Fluff you up because they really need to see the full size to see if you're doing it, if you're doing the injections or not.
That's crazy.
The aerodynamic, I just don't believe that.
Yeah, and so I think it was the Norwegian athletes and coaches have largely reacted with skepticism and embarrassment, saying they haven't seen any proof and don't want that kind of attention on the sport. The one athlete basically said, if this is what it takes to get people to watch ski jumping, that's sad.
Damn. But here's the thing. Those Olympic athlete villages, they get crazy.
They do.
Maybe these guys want their things a little girthier because that's what the girlies want in the athlete village. You know what I mean? True.
If you told me that the people in pole vaulting were doing that.
Okay, you would honestly need a reduction. You'd need a reduction in that.
Right.
Because it can get in the way.
Yeah.
But this is crazy, this level of, I don't know, gaming the system when it comes down to the penis.
That to me, this seems like some shit like you'd see on The Onion. It like doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
How does it help when it is covered?
I'm guessing it gives you a bigger suit in that area. And then when your, you know, genitalia goes back to its normal size, you've got extra fabric there for spread for like aerodynamics, like a wingsuit almost.
Okay. Or
they just want a bigger pants.
No. Wait. I had to...
I just like, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of crazy that small of a difference would
difference. What was going through the coach's mind where he's like, guys, bring it in. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which freak came up with that idea, huh? I think whatever coach came up with this, I think he wanted to see a little bit more than he usually
Hear
gets.
Hear me out.
But yeah, it basically says every extra centimeter on a suit counts. If your suit has a 5% bigger surface area, you fly further.
But getting 5% gains on this thing?
Honestly, guys, think about it. If I had to wear a skin tight fucking thing for the Olympics and I'm not feeling too confident about the size and I can make it a little girthier so it looks a little better on camera, I might. I think that guy that did the pole vaulting when that dick went and hit that fucking thing, I think he started a move. Like he was just like, I think everybody was like, I want my dick to do that too.
Gotta step it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, I think a part of it is also confidence. Because how do you do when you have confidence? You perform better. So I have a feeling when they know that their shit is looking good through these outfits, I think in their head, I'm going to knock this out of the park and look big doing it.
I think you're onto something. I think you're too.
I'm trying to think of how I would see this situation. I go, if I look down, I'm like, my shit looks good. I'm going to probably perform very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I knew I had like a big, big thing, I'd walk around with a little bit of pride.
I'm curious, how long does it last, the little injection? Like, is it like Botox where you need to get it like every few months? I mean, I am curious, how long does it last?
I could see it lasting for like the month.
The month?
For the month of the games.
Matt, did you see the Norwegian guy? I forget what sport he was for, but he was like getting interviewed after getting like a bronze medal. And they're just like, you know, how you feeling, whatever. And he's like, you know, feeling good. And it was all translated. But he was like, feeling good. I just, I met the love of my life 6 months ago and I cheated on her. And I just want her back. And the news guy was just like, and this guy's just breaking down in tears. And he's just like venting.
But he was
speaking
another language. And
yes, he made his whole moment about basically how he wants to get his ex back because he cheated on her. Yes. Serla, that's his name, right? I saw the press junket of him after, in a way, apologizing, saying that wasn't the best thing because his teammates got mad at him. because they this whole moment went viral and everyone was focusing on what this guy was saying about him cheating
versus celebrating
the other athletes. And he just kind of took over their spotlight in the whole fucking moment.
He thought that was going to get her back. I don't know what it was.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he just fully started venting.
Was it translated on TV or was it like?
It was just closed captions.
Oh, okay.
So you could just like read what he was saying.
Oh boy.
I mean, golly, if that's what motivated you, though, to like try a little harder, practice being like, I'm going to get a medal and I'm going to get her back.
But you know what? He's being punished for it. I mean, I don't think there's nothing good that comes out of an interview like that. That will always resurface.
That's like something like I think he was watching a little bit too many movies.
Yeah.
His future girlfriend, his future wife is going to see that interview. It's just like, I think he's being punished for sure.
He was not thinking. And if you were the
girlfriend. But imagine like her.
She's probably like, what?
like her friend's calling her up like, you're not going to believe this, girl. Turn your TV on right now.
Like, girl, you're on the Olympics. What do you mean? You're on the Olympics.
Just turn it on.
Oh my gosh, that group chat with her friends must have been
going crazy.
Oh, they were probably all on FaceTime doing a whole conference.
Dude, you know they felt like, oh, girls rule the world. We run shit. Dude, if I made someone so upset where they're on Olympics national TV trying to get me back.
So funny. Like,
what a conversation starter for her, too. Everywhere she goes, how does she break the ice? Oh, you know I was on the Olympics once? You're an Olympian? Well, here, just look. And she pulls up the interview. Yeah, he's talking about me. That's great.
I feel jealous. Like if he said nothing, he could have maybe won her back. But by him saying something,
it was just weird.
Like, you had it, buddy. Or like, you should never get back with someone who cheated on you, ever. But if you are playing it that hard in your head, thinking, if I get a medal, I can win her back.
One of the many things guys just think works. There's a lot of things we suck at, but that is one of them. Like, if you like him thinking that if he just on national television said that, it would win her back. Like, there's not one moment. There's not one girl that would look at that and be like, that was hot.
I also don't know if it, like, that was his idea or if he was just so full of emotion and like all he could think about was her.
Could be that.
And like it just started coming out.
All right, brief pause for our sponsor, Momentous. If like me, you made a resolution to take your health seriously this year, but now feel like you might be hitting a bit of a wall or looking for an edge to speed the process. A great place to find that boost is with supplements, but not all of them are equal or playing by the same rules. It's so important to trust what you're taking, but choosing the right supplements can be confusing, and it doesn't help that the supplement industry itself often has a bad reputation. It's slightly regulated, and some products don't even have to list everything on the label. That's why we partnered with Momentous. They've built a reputation as the high trust option in a low trust space, and they've set their own bar very high by creating the Momentous standard by doing things the right way, not the easy way. They use serious ingredients like whey from grass-fed European dairy cows, creatine made from the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and formulas built on clinically backed bioavailable nutrients with no fillers and or artificial sweeteners. But what truly sets Momentous apart is their testing and transparency. Every product is independently certified by NSF for sport or informed sport and verified for label accuracy, so you know what you're putting in your body. And if it doesn't meet their standard, it doesn't ship. If you want supplements you can truly rely on this year, Momentous is it. Right now, Momentous is offering our listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code unfiltered. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code unfiltered for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code unfiltered. Thank you, Momentous, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, I've got Florida news.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
Is it about our high school?
No. Is there something about our high school that happened?
Yeah, but here, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I just got it's a really like crazy, cool, just heartfelt story that it's a Florida feel good story.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna turn.
Do you want to start with yours and then I'll bring it back up?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me start. Let me start. Okay, so we just learned, I think in the last like week, that a teacher, South Plantation teacher, has been arrested for sending explicit photos to a minor.
Another one. Didn't this just happen at y'all's high school?
Yes. We're not surprised though. You know, this is just how it is. South Plantation. Father, and he's a father. Coach? He goes, let me help you with your homework. to sexual stuff, and then he started sending nudes. Oh my God. Like,
to a 15-year-old student.
He's 39.
Bro. Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my Lord. Oh,
it was this guy's daughter that it was happening to.
What?
No, the dad came forward and like called out the teacher for the father of the victim is speaking on behalf of his daughter.
Oh, whoop. He goes, my bad.
He goes, and I just lost it. First, he started by saying, hey, let me help you with your homework to sexual stuff, and then started sending nudes.
What in the world?
Insane.
Also, how do teachers get their phone numbers of their students? Is that a thing these days? Like,
that is not a thing. There's no way that's a thing right now. There's no fucking way.
Right. There's not like a system where it's like, oh, I can have your number to text you guys to remind you of our homework assignments and things like that.
Inappropriate. There should be no type of conversation between a teacher and a student unless it's like through only emails.
And the dad
was
friends with that teacher.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was his son's football coach.
I can't even imagine what I would do. What I would do if I found this out.
I would have to be restrained.
This teacher was in this school. I can't even imagine what I would do going into that school. Like,
well, you would have to that's the frustrating thing.
I don't know.
Catch someone red-handed, you have to go contact authorities because you can't confront it.
I would contact authorities, but I'm going to the school first.
Oh yeah,
I'd be 911. What's your emergency? I'm on my way to the school right now to go kill someone. better get there before me.
You better get there before me. Exactly. Oh my
that's
god,
that's crazy.
And it's like, and the thing, the crazy thing is not just that. You know, he does other things before this incident.
Right.
This has probably been happening for years. Dude, as a school, start over. Dude, we've had way too many fucking different staff members caught with shit in this.
They need to do
school.
There's got to be some sort of like audit that can happen with all the teachers. Be like, hey, scrub. Listen, this is like the second time in the last like month, 2 months. We need to do a deep dive on everybody's shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring your phones in right now.
Bring your phones, laptops, cars.
Everything.
That's insane.
Sick.
They caught that before it turned into something even worse.
Exactly.
Right? Because that's just like, that's introductory to what's to come and what this guy had planned.
What's crazy is that he didn't get caught. He did it. Do you know what I mean? Like he...
No, he sent the stuff.
He
but
sent
like,
it thinking that like, oh, this is good. This is going to work.
Mm-mm. To bring it back up.
Yeah, bring it back up, please.
I got you. This just happened. There was a Florida lady. It was her birthday. She was pregnant, very close to like, you know, giving birth. She was 33 weeks. She was on her way to a doctor's appointment for the baby, right? Mm-hmm. And she wasn't feeling well while driving. So she started feeling like faint, dizzy, and she ended up like veering off the road. Like, I don't know if she like lost consciousness while driving, but she veered off the road and ended up crashing her car into a pond.
Okay. Oh no.
And was drowning, couldn't open her doors, couldn't get out, full-blown like obviously, like it's you're panicking.
Yeah.
You're pregnant. It's your birthday. You're on your way to a doctor's appointment. And she said some passerby saw it and jumped into the water, swam like 30 feet out to her car and pulled her out of the sinking car.
Oh, wow.
And she ended up going to the hospital and delivering her baby.
Whoa.
On that day, on her birthday, right after being rescued and saved.
Oh, praise be.
That's wild. That's like a movie scene.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
What a series of events. That is crazy.
And then she called and like FaceTimed the kid that pulled her out of the car as like, look, this is my, I just had my, you just saved both of our lives earlier today.
Wow.
Thank you.
Give me the key to the city. That is unbelievable.
That brought this show back up. Good job, Heath.
Isn't wow. that, like, that's amazing. Unbelievable.
She should name her kid Poseidon.
Yeah, it could work.
Yeah, it could work. Or, you know, honestly, if I was her, I'd probably name the baby the name
after
of
the kid.
After the kid. Yeah.
Right. Just to pay tribute for the good vibes and the good luck of all that, like, saved and brought grace to the entire tragic moment.
Especially, like, nowadays, I feel like nobody really stops to help people. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of, most people are just busy like filming or just drive by, like just
I think honestly, I really think it all depends on the situation, right? I think if anybody saw a car go into a lake like that and you saw it, I think that's because that's such like a, because you know that it's all like like if that car is underwater. Okay, I need to do this now. You can't wait for authorities or you can't wait for an ambulance to come help her out. When there's a car crash, you're kind of like, you slow down to see if the person's like, okay, gets out of the car, then you keep driving. You're just like, okay, there's really not much I can do right now.
And it's,
I'm sure somebody will cover you, call 911.
And it's especially heroic to risk your own life in saving someone else's. Yeah. Like that is the biggest like risk of it all. You're like, oh my gosh, I must do something. Oh my gosh, I might lose myself within doing that. It's like the biggest act of heroism that you can do.
And he didn't have anything on him. How was he able to get in the car?
I don't know if it was like breaking through the window situation or opening the door, but apparently I don't know if like, because when your car starts sinking, like there's like pressure on the doors.
You can't open the door or anything.
So I don't know. I don't know if the article really said how he got into it and like got her out, but
remember how we used to, obviously you remember, but our cars used to be the windows where you
roll them
down. In this situation like this, are you able to roll down your window still if you had that in your car?
Yeah.
Probably. I feel like honestly, in more movies in the past, that was like the go-to move of actually like manually taking down the window rather with, you know, electronic windows.
I feel like one door should always have that. That's such a good...
I just saw like electric car. I think it might have been a Tesla. I don't know. It was an electric car. Got into a crash and like immediately caught fire. The driver jumps out the passenger seat, but there was people in the back. And for some reason, the back door wouldn't like open because the electronics like got fucked up or something. Because you know how it's like, it's not like a legit handle anymore. It's like that digital button that you push to like release it.
Oh, yeah.
Like the electronics wouldn't work. So they ran over, grabbed a rock and were trying to bust the back window open. The whole thing's on fire. It's smoking out of the car and they ended up pulling all the people
out. Electric cars are so fucking dangerous when it comes like in a moment like that. With
so scary.
They're actually making new legislation that they have to have physical door handles now because of incidents like that.
No, I mean, that should have been, they already should have done that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then fun/life-saving fact, you can open a car underwater once the car is fully submerged because then the pressure inside and out are equal.
Yeah, but you gotta time that right. You're like holding your breath waiting for that water to fill up. That's a little scary. I don't know if terrifying. I can do that.
I have hammers on both of my side passenger doors. Like just in case.
Oh,
like
wait,
the
that's
ones
really
and they
idea.
Also have like the razor blades on like the nook of them if you need to like cut off the belts. I just have it just in case.
That's really good. That's good to have.
But my intrusive thoughts all the time.
I just want to
just break the window.
I've always wanted to use the glass, you know, like attached to the key.
The punch.
Yes. Press. Yeah. Always wanted to use that. We should have used that for the rage room that we did months ago.
Oh,
we
just to see it actually work?
Just to see like how it, yeah.
But I know that like, are those considered weapons though? Like, can you even have them? Like if you took your keys on a plane, could you have that?
I don't think those are considered because a lot of people have them on their keys.
Because it's like a little tiny little pin punch.
Yeah.
It's not like, it only comes out when you like push it up against something hard. It does like a.
Okay.
A
it's like,
a,
dude, it's like literally like a pin.
Yeah.
A pin you put on a board. It's like the same. It's like the same size and.
Or just keep a bag full of crushed up spark plugs.
Crushed up that spark plugs.
You ever seen that? People throw in like tiny little pieces of spark plugs at glass.
No.
And it just shatters.
Dude,
it
even like tiny little pieces. I don't know what it is about it, but it just destroys glass.
Wait, can I see a video of that?
It's crazy that it works this well.
Are spark plugs expensive?
No. So you just take a little shard.
Okay. You're just picking up. Just they look like little eggshell pieces.
Yeah, they look like little shells.
Seashells, like size.
There's no way this
is
going to break.
Tiny fragments, like the size of a dime, and he just has
this.
Shut
off! There's no fucking way.
Hold on.
There was one. Boom!
Shut the fuck up! How? How is it heavy?
No.
Is it just like the? I don't know. Is it the material that it's made of, or like the fragmentation of it? Just maybe has so many jagged edges, it creates like.
I don't know how it works.
Good to know, Heath. I'm literally gonna have a bag of that in the car.
Isn't that crazy,
dude? Imagine grabbing a handful and just dude. It's like almost like a magic trick. It's like a a wizard trick.
So it's more about like the thermal like gradient of it. It deals with like hot and cold in a way. That's what I'm kind of getting from this huge paragraph.
What's the material of the?
I don't know if it's ceramic or what it is.
I think it's ceramic.
Ceramic.
It's just crazy though that you could just like shatter it that easily, like the whole thing.
That's so funny, Heath. If you gave me a little piece like that, like throw this at your window, I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Sometimes, yeah, tiny fragments can cause a whole window to shatter. I even remember one time my brother. We were out in the driveway of our house as a kid, and my brother had his back down on his skateboard, and he was going underneath my mom's car, like, you know, pretending like he was a mechanic.
Yeah.
And he picked up like a pebble of some sort underneath the car and then wheeled out on his back and was like, we were all just hanging out and he's talking to us, and he tries to throw the rock like over the car, but it ends up hitting the window and the whole fucking window just shattered.
Oh, so it was definitely probably that.
Something like that, but who knows what type of material, if it was a rock. But I remember my brother was like, it was a tiny ass pebble or whatever he picked up. But sure enough, the angle and the speed of how he just nicked the window, all of it. I'm surprised.
I know your parents beat that ass. How old was he?
Oh, we were like second grade. Woo! It was my mom came out like in a bathrobe and was just like, what the hell has happened? Oh my gosh.
God, that is such an ass beating. Like if I did that, ass whooping. This shit's expensive too.
Oh, like, yeah, to get a whole window replaced. Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that's when you do the what is it? A safe flight repair.
Safe flight replace. Love that. Love that damn commercial.
Put that in the Super Bowl.
Right?
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you often feel like everyone else has their love life perfectly figured out and you're left teetering between the friend zone and a situationship? And the truth is, everyone is still learning as they go. But then February shows up with flowers, candy, rom-coms, all on repeat. It all adds to the pressure to, you know, get it right. Well, here's a reminder, you are not behind, and an imperfect love life is normal. It takes consistent hard work, and therapy can help you sort it all out. So let's take some of that pressure off you and your partner this year. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed U.S. therapists who follow a strict code of conduct. They start with a short questionnaire to match you to someone who fits your needs, backed by 12 plus years of experience, and you can switch therapists at any time from their recommendations. And with over 30,000 therapists and over 6 million people served globally, plus a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from over 1.7 million reviews, baby. It's a solid place to start. So if you're ready to try out BetterHelp, you can sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Do you still play Candy Crush?
No.
You stop. Zane, have you been playing? And have you been spending any money? Because I saw an old TikTok at that time we talked about how much money you had.
Yes and
spent.
Yes.
Can we? Have you figured out? Have you spent?
I'd have to go and like add it up. You want me to give you like an updated amount?
Next episode, maybe. If it I don't know how much accounting you need to do to figure it out.
I'd have to do it myself.
But you feel like it's less than what you were spending in the past because of that one moment you realized you had a problem, or have you been like?
It's more.
It's probably
just getting that rush. Get that sugar rush.
It's probably more. Zane. I'm cutting sugar, so I thought play Candy Crush. Maybe that would help me.
It's crazy you're not over that game.
It comes in waves, right? There'll be a wave where I play like for a month straight, and then I won't play for like 3 months straight.
Yeah.
So like I'll play it once. I'm like, ooh, and then I'll
miss this.
Yeah, I miss this shit, and then I'll play for a lot of levels.
Okay.
And it's crazy because every level is the same. Goddamn thing. It's like, it's such a children's game. It's for kids like ages 4 and lower. It's like, it makes no sense how adults play that game.
Right.
It's just Bejeweled, right?
No. It's like, it's you match.
Zane, no.
No,
no, just, like, it's way better than that.
You match. It's
bitch,
just like,
that's Bejeweled. You know, Candy Crush is Best Bejeweled.
Field. It is, right?
No, yes. I wouldn't you're say matching, it's Bejeweled.
Because you're matching up jelly beans and not fucking gems, dude.
Oh, Bejeweled.
Yes,
sorry.
It's
yes,
the
this
same
is
shit.
Oh my God, remember Bejeweled?
Oh, my mom would play that every
Zane
day.
Zane hit me with no. No, it is way more
than
that.
Sorry, I thought Bejeweled was another game. What? Was this on our iPhones?
I remember it was on
desktop.
It's
an old PC game.
Yeah. My mom was playing this. You probably play it on iPads and everything now, but this was like before Candy Crush.
Damn.
Bejeweled.
Maybe Bejeweled owns Candy Crush.
Who knows? It could be. The game I've been getting into, the New York Times has this game called Crossplay, which is basically like Words with Friends.
I just downloaded it.
Oh my gosh. I am addicted. Wait, I can only have like four games going with a certain group of friends, but it's crossplay. It's just like Scrabble. You know, they give you your tiles. You're playing against someone else. The design of it is better. Words with Friends is always like very clunky and childish
very
looking.
Clunky, yeah.
Because it's New York Times. It's just really sleek and minimal looking. But oh my gosh, I can't get it out of my head sometimes.
Oh.
But with any fucking Scrabble, it's always people who are good at it are the ones who figured out, oh, like a Q, like these words with Q and Z that are only like two or three letters. Once you get those words in your, you know, database that you can retrieve from, that's when you're the, you know, king of it. And
Connections is my game, though. That every day, play. That's the first one that I want to play.
Good on you. Sometimes Connections, if I don't get on the first one, I'm out. Like, I'm just never happened. I'll do Wordle every day.
Ooh, can't wait to play. Just downloaded it.
Well, play me.
Look, a pretzel.
Oh, there you go. That'll be your avatar. I don't even think I've picked one for myself yet.
Heath, look at this. It's going to be my new avatar. It's a garlic knot.
But it's nice. Ooh, but the rush you get when you play those tiles down and you get like over 30 points on it, you feel good.
Dude, you're telling me. You're telling me, baby. I get a rush any game. Oh, look at that. Zanier.
Hey.
Do you like Pips?
Pips, that's the Domino's looking one. I have never spent enough time to sit down to really understand it. But because it's more of like a visual numbers pattern game, I don't like it. I like ones that I feel like I'm retrieving knowledge from my brain to play out. Like like this.
I like it because it takes a while. Like you have to sit there and work it. You try shit out.
Is this just Domino's or is it like a different form?
It's almost Sudoku-esque in a way.
Yeah. You're like trying to solve the puzzle of like how to make all these pieces fit. And there's only one way to make it work.
Okay.
There's something about it where it's like it hurts sometimes. And I'll get so frustrated. I'm like, why can't I solve this?
And you're doing like basic math. You're just making sure that this times that equals this, and then that.
No, it's even
you're
more
just
simple.
You're, yeah, you're like, just connecting the numbers. Look, it's like Domino's, but you're just.
And it has to be like these two numbers have to be the same number. This one and this one has to equal this number. This number here is this number, and you have to arrange the dominoes in a way that it solves the layout.
Oh boy,
Matt, dude, I think you would like it. You should try it.
Now you're getting me kind of tickled to give this a go.
Who puts these fucking games together? This is insane. It has to be AI. Like, how do you?
They have a whole team of the New York Times of people who specialize in games.
I feel like it's AI now.
No,
I feel like you can easily create an AI crossword puzzle.
Sure,
easily. You can make a whole app these days through AI.
I'm not crazy about Strands.
Strands, yeah, I don't care for that
either.
Oh,
is that the one where you?
It's like that.
Kind of like
word. There's like a theme, and then the theme's always something weird. You're trying to like figure it out. It's like,
yeah.
Do you have the membership?
Yes, I do. I pay like $40 a year, and you just get all the games. Yeah,
it's worth it.
It's so worth it, especially because I feel like they're charging like $10 a month. Like I'd rather pay $40 for the whole year, and you get it. And they do have packages like with the New York Times as well, where you get the subscription of it. And the games and all of that.
And if you have phases, it's still worth it because if you have a phase where you play 2 months straight and then you don't play for like 6 months, you still get all that in that 2 month span. You're like, ooh, that was worth $40.
Girl math.
Yeah, that's boy math.
I've been wanting to play like all my old childhood CD-ROM games. They're now like on iPhone, like, you know, like Putt-Putt and like Pajama Sam and like Freddy Fish.
Pajama Sam.
No one ever knows Pajama Sam. It was all part of Humongous Entertainment. You know, remember Freddy Fish?
No.
Y'all missing out. Anyways, it's now on the iPhone, and every day I'm like, should I spend the $5 to play this nostalgic game from my childhood? Freddy Fish.
That looks familiar.
Same creators. But I love my nostalgia, so worried about playing something and it's disappointing to how I remember it. And I love more how it lives in my head of my memories than actually playing the damn game.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want Jumpstart 30s.
Okay, yeah, bring it back.
Like, I want something my age, right? Like, but I want to play it in a Jumpstart form.
you know what? You could be onto something. I bet if you did some deep AI shit, you could upload all the emulators and say, now turn this out for things I need to know my age
it's
as
like,
a 30.
It's like real world things or, for, you know, you deal with in your 30s.
Or jumpstart like naughty version. Jumpstart at in the dark.
Ooh, good.
Where is the clitoris?
How do we find? Look for the hooker. Which house did the hooker walk into?
What would be like a good price, like a bargain, or what's too much to pay for one?
Right.
Can you buy the alcohol for the party?
Yeah. Be sure to fent test. Let's do the fent test.
Yeah, fent test.
Ooh, what do you want to do with me?
Hump start.
Take you out?
Hump start. Oh, man.
Now, I can get behind this type of education.
I just picture Zane sitting there at his computer.
Is Grand Theft Auto it's coming out this year, right?
I gave up,
bro. It's been
it.
Bro. It's people have been waiting 3 fucking years for it since they announced it.
So
I feel
stupid.
Like it's been 3 years.
November.
Shut up. My birthday. Well, the day after my birthday, but still, wow, dude. I want to have a Grand Theft Auto theme party. That'd be sick.
You know, no? I never got to really that fucking cool. play the game as
me
a kid.
Well,
like I
mean,
neither. Like, is this gonna be the first time I'm going to play it? But then I don't know if I'm really gonna.
We would just play like who can have 5-star police on them longest.
Oh, that's okay. That would give me anxiety.
We would never play like the actual campaign. We would just go around and just like turn rockets into helicopters and just, you know, murder people and stuff.
Right.
You know, that sort of like shit, you know, just like kind of like vibe out.
Did you see the video of the guy? He got arrested. He like murdered somebody, but he was like crying when the cops arrested him. And they were like, what are you crying about? He's like, I'm going to miss GTA 6.
Oh,
that's funny. That's a great little promo.
And he was because he was going to jail.
Yeah.
Baby, you are living GTA. Yeah, what are you talking about? You're doing it in real life.
Is there jail in GTA?
They should. You should get arrested and have to go serve time and like do.
But like, imagine being in the prison and you're running the prison. That could be fun.
Oh yeah. You know what? I bet it's in there. Quest. I bet jail is in GTA 6.
And I love that it's Miami, right, Heath? It's Florida. Mm-hmm.
I think it's I think it's all of them.
No, it's like I think it's Florida.
Like the map is gonna be Vice City and.
I thought it was only Florida.
I think it's all. Yeah. I think it's all Florida.
Okay,
Heath, and you know they're gonna. It's gonna be exact. To like the actual,
so good.
It's gonna look so insane. I can't wait, dude. We should go out in GTA. Like we should hit our spots,
dude. Doing like a multiplayer, like us going to Flanagan's.
Yes. Oh my god, us going to live.
Mm.
You know, party up. You have to pick me up. You're DD.
Okay.
We should, dude. All the streets gonna be the same? Like, could we drive to my house?
I doubt.
No. It'll have like the iconic spots, but everything is just shoop like. Scrunched.
I think we should still try to find our house.
What's cool though, if you do like flight simulator, you can fly over your exact house.
No.
Yes, you can
do that. I've done that on my sim. It's crazy.
Crashing into your house? Try doing that.
Well, yeah, you could crash into your house.
You're crazy. You did it, didn't you? You fucking weirdo.
I do know that there's like a big server of Minecraft where they're trying to recreate the world. And right now they say it's like it's 70% completion, but also like, isn't the earth like 70% water? So I don't know how that's true. But like people are going in and trying to make it as real as you can. And I've been dying to go
Minecraft?
To like...
Is it Minecraft like very, very pixelated? Like,
yes.
How are you going to...
But dude, I mean, have you seen the creativity of what these people can do on Minecraft? I mean, yeah, it's pixelated when you go up close, but the structures themselves like are pretty interesting to look at.
Wait, I think I'm a little confused. I thought Minecraft is the box. Oh,
yes, like that's how realistic it looks. But right now there's this huge project where you can like participate and, you know, add to it and make it real world realistic. I mean, there's someone out there who plays Minecraft and it probably lives like
Are they making Epstein's Island?
You know
Zane,
what? I bet it
Zane,
exists.
I have a crazy update for you on that.
What?
Are you in the files? Dude,
no, but you guys are.
Yo, fucking Heath. I love how Heath was taking his time. Like, he had free time. So he's like, oh, let me look up Zane's name on the files. Like, did you get giddy? Did you like, were you like, oh shit, just, what if my friend's
in
the files?
I was just doing a deep dive on the files and I was just searching a bunch of shit. And then I was like, oh, we were about to record. It'd be funny if I could like find their name in
it. It's because so you thought I was in there. You truly thought that. Because, because Epstein lived in Florida. No, you're trying to connect me to.
You worked a lot in Palm Beach. I did. But, so you know how I've always thought Epstein was still alive?
Yeah.
They just found in the emails an email with a subscription to playing like Fortnite online.
I thought they debunked that.
The email that says little
Jeffrey or something. Yeah, I thought
Jeffrey
they debunked that.
One or something like that.
Because they were trying to match the account, because the account was active for a long time. So they were trying to match if he was alive and where he was when the account was being used or something.
Wait, you're saying you think Jeffrey Epstein was alive playing Fortnite under the screen name Little Jeff One?
Still playing Fortnite, apparently.
Littlest Jeff or Little
Littlest
Saint
Jeff One, that's yeah. it.
You see, like, to me, I feel like if you saw people were, like, catching on to this, I feel like he wouldn't play under that account anymore. It just seems unrealistic.
He owned multiple properties. He probably had video games on those properties. And I'm not saying every kid who was on any of his properties were, victims of what was going on. But like, it's like you check out someone's Airbnb and someone's still logged in on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, maybe someone walked away with a Nintendo Switch and gave it to their kid and it's Jeffrey Epstein's account.
I don't think Jeffrey Epstein is playing Fortnite.
What is this article saying, basically? Is it debunking it, or?
Well, it's going off of what Fortnite, like Epic Games, said, that a player had changed their name to that as a way to troll other people, and that the account is not actually linked to any of his known emails.
Especially since everybody, like, dude, all the gamers, they're all fucking trolls. Like, dude, I'm not surprised this kid saw an opportunity, or whoever it was, and was like, oh, I'm going to have fun with this.
But the Fortnite thing is real. Like, that is a real document in the Epstein files. There's also another document that he was permanently banned from Xbox Live as well.
Oh.
So he was a gamer.
Oh, he was. Gamed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I take everything I just said back. Did you see? I forget what her name is, but she made a TikTok going, I, not to like hype myself up, but like, I truly think I can get Ghislaine Maxwell to talk.
Like, get me one-on-one.
I really think I can get her to talk. And the top comment was like, this is not the time to joke. And she's like, no, I'm being dead ass serious. I truly think I can get her to jail undercover,
make them like cellmates. You can get some stuff out of her.
I feel like they've had to have done that already. You don't think they've tried that, where like
doing like a Blackbird situation? Is that that show on Apple TV?
Yes,
you go into undercover. Jail purposefully to meet another inmate to get information from them.
Doesn't Ghislaine doesn't have any friends in jail?
Oh, I bet she does.
She's in solitary confinement.
Oh.
What are you doing? Bring some friends with it. Like, give that bitch some friends so she starts talking. Everybody talks. You think Ghislaine Maxwell, if she had a close bestie for 5 years,
you run the risk of them dying.
She is in a minimum security prison right now, though.
Minimum security?
Yeah, meaning it's not like violent offenders,
like white collar crimes and stuff.
Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm. But she has said that she is willing to talk in exchange for clemency, which is like basically getting out.
Wasn't
scot-free.
She like supposed to answer questions like a couple days ago?
Yeah, she like refused.
Oh, and just pleaded
the
fifth.
Basically, just like, if Trump pardons her, she'll talk. And it's like,
I know we all,
if Trump pardons her, I'm like, bro, it's crazy all the shit that's coming out and nothing is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know nobody's getting questioned.
I know we all have rights as humans on this earth, but I think in that moment, just tell the bitch that she's gonna get clemency. And then lie to her.
She can lie. Let's lie right back.
Just lie right back. Like, I think some moments, I think in some situations, it's, very, very rare situations, I think you're allowed
justice.
To just lie. Yeah.
Your Honor.
Fuck it.
I had my fingers crossed.
Yeah. Gotcha. Zay, it's just this.
And I'm telling you, not one person that's not a file would not be okay with that.
Period.
I think everybody would be like, you know what? The government did lie to her. That's fucked up. But you know what? It had to be done. it had to be done.
I thought it was wild how someone spotted, like, obviously Donald Trump's name has been, like, redacted from, like, a lot of the files, yeah. and they realized that the word don't
is
redacted because it's Don T. And so,
you could tell, like, that they typed in anything that has this, just block it out.
Yeah, they would notice all these times, like, this person clearly said don't, and it's redacted.
So it's just
so
like,
it has to be about, like, Don, like, all the other stuff. Is just he's withdrew his name from it, which is just crazy. I love when people, just true citizens, are able to catch it like that. That just seeps right through it all.
And people are up and down those files. It's crazy how much shit is out there. Dude, my entire feed is different people finding new things.
It's everyday shit coming out.
It's every day. And it's like, that's all my feed right now. Cause like every time one pops up, I'm watching it. Cause I'm like, oh shit. Cause I'm not gonna look through 3 million files on this shit. Like, there's people out there that, like, this is their fucking shit. They are good at this. They're going to look at it, and I'm going to watch every single one. Yeah, it's crazy.
There is a glimmer of hope in the sense that the FBI is now, like, actually being pressured to unredact the files.
Oh, absolutely, because you look like fucking pedophiles,
too. How about let's pressure them to fucking
too.
Arrest these people?
Yeah. Man.
I said glimmer, just a glimmer.
Yeah, right?
Because when we do something wrong, you don't redact our name. You don't redact our files.
And we got Kash Patel saying that, you know, nothing's in it. Busted now that it came out. We got Mr. Daunt saying that it's a hoax.
Yeah.
And then, wild. Dude, it's so fucked. It makes me, like, physically angry. I don't
and
get
you've
it.
Been, Heath, you've been angry since the jump. And and that's on period, Poopy.
Period, Poopy.
Oh, speaking of the files, did you guys see on the side of this building they were putting in how many times each person was mentioned in the files?
Oh, like, it was like Super a leader, Bowl, like a leaderboard. Elon Musk, 1,400 mentions. Bill Gates, 25.
You saw Elon Musk begging to go?
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy. Look at it. Like, yo, it's behind you. Look behind you. That's crazy.
That's really funny.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised they were allowed to put that up there.
I think allowed is a strong word.
Oh, you think they did it, got the video, and then took it down?
Oh, yeah, it was probably some guerrilla vigilante who was just like, fuck it.
But that would be me sitting there with a projector.
It zooms into you, Heath. You're just holding it.
That's clever.
Okay, all right. Enough files talk.
All right, yeah. No more file talk.
No more file talk. It's making my stomach ill.
Jump into the other one.
But you know what? I can't wait for next week because more stuff is gonna come out.
Keep it coming, baby.
You know when you know when there's like a drunk driver and you do like a citizen's arrest. Do you see where I'm going? I think I think we should just make a be careful. A group citizen's arrest.
Well, guys, if you want to see more, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. You get early access, ad-free, a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out.
As always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you so much for being here with us. And Unwind, we'll see you in 5 seconds. 4,
peace.
Toodles.
3, 2, 1.